And now it's time for your financial destination with Roger Hamilton, with strategies to enhance or improve your retirement income.
Hello, I'm Roger Hamilton, and welcome to your financial destination. For those who've turned 65, your time has come. You are now eligible to receive old age security. OAS is not based on your past income or how many years you worked or what your job title was. It's simply the number of years that you have lived in Canada. If you lived in Canada from age 18 to 65, at least 40 of those 47 years, you're eligible for the max OAS, $618 a month, around $7,400 a year. If you've lived here less than 40 years by age 65, the amount is prorated based on the years in Canada, provided those years are at least 10. Out of Canada's population of 39 million, over 6 million are age 65 plus, 15% of the population. Nova Scotia has the highest percentage of seniors, just over 16%. And in 10 years, there'll be over 9 million Canadians age 65 and older, almost 25% of the population. And with that aging population, many 65-year-olds who may still be working or whose investments are doing well at that point will have chosen to defer their OAS. Just like CPP, you can defer your OAS up to age 70. And each year you wait, your amount increases over 7% per year. Wait all 5 years till age 70. Your monthly income would increase 36% to $840 a month compared to $618 at age 65. Deferring OAS would depend on your current income, working status, and expected longevity, which is never a guarantee. But if you're rather certain you'll make it past 80, deferring your pension can provide you more income in your 80s than starting it at 65. For more on this, visit yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902-499-5879. This is Roger Hamilton. Until next time, stay safe and stay invested.